punk and the schooner. No one is punk. And the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner.
Unbelievable. Show number 13 of Noise Punk and Das Kooner. I'm Das Kooner. Gene, who the hell are you?
I'm Noise Punk, y'all. Welcome to show number 13. We got a special guest, a composer.
Yeah.
A composer.
Like we've never had that
we've
before.
We've never had a composer. Okay, so we got Charlie Griffin, the composer, percussionist. We're going to find out tonight what else he does. I don't know. Welcome to our show.
How you doing, man?
Good to be here. Thanks, guys. Nice to see you again. It's been half a decade or something like that since I've seen you.
Yeah, we haven't seen him in a while. I think the last time I saw you was also in Merkin Hall.
Is that right?
Amazing. Well, because for those who didn't know, we had a gig in Merkin Hall 6 years ago.
But I saw him like with Ethos Percussion Quartet playing
the
piece.
Oh, so you beat me to him.
That was 99, I think.
Yeah. There you go. All right.
And then they played.
7 years. That was seven years.
Okay.
7 damn years.
Obvious question. What the hell are you being a composer for? Why don't you want to be a... what the hell's a good line? Never mind. Why are you struggling? Why you want to be a composer? Why are you a composer?
That's the inside of Charles' brain.
Thank you.
That's my brain on drugs.
He's talking about my brain.
That's other Charles.
Actually, speaking of... Actually, to go back, I had another question before I answer the question.
Sure. Good.
How many of us have actually spent a night in jail?
I have three nights.
I was wondering if it was three, because I have also.
You have as well?
Yes, I've spent the night
in jail. Wow.
I heard you spent the night in jail.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you've ever spent
the
night in jail.
Nope.
Okay, so
my dad has.
No, sure you did when they did a gay raid. Remember that they put all the gay people.
What are you talking about?
Oh, wait, that was.
His voice gets high when you ask him about the gay raid.
I'm not lying.
Wait, when did you spend a night in jail?
When I was 21 years old, I was arrested for DUI.
Oh boy.
Driving under...
Actually, I was not DUI, but DWAI, which is driving while ability impaired. It's a lesser charge.
Well, that's politically correct.
No, it becomes a traffic offense. And
driving while retarded. What is that?
No, that's not a cultural problem. That's just a problem.
It's just a problem.
Period.
So this show, sometimes we do about music. So now I'm talking about music.
Okay, sorry.
So what made you want to be a composer? Obvious first question.
Just a good question.
Was it the night in jail?
No, I was already on the way to being a composer when I spent the night in jail. I think it's just kind of a way our brain works, don't you think? I mean,
absolutely.
It's
or doesn't
work, I suppose. I mean, I've many times wondered if there was something else I could do besides be a composer. And, you know, those times where it gets hard, you know, and you're like, oh, boy, this really sucks being a composer. And you think, okay, well, what could I do besides that? And at this point, it's just too late. So I think I'm just going to keep trying to stay this
thing. Gotta do it, man.
Yeah.
Stay the course.
I think sometimes half the battle is just... making it through those valleys in
that a lot of people fall in and then they never crawl out. Never crawl. They're like, I'll just get a part-time job as a whatever, and that's what they are.
Right.
They're
and
a lawyer.
Apathy sets in, inertia sets in, and they don't do
absolutely.
Anything,
man.
Sounds like a male porno actor. He's like destined for that business.
And that was what Charles learned of his night in jail. Male porno actor. All right, listen. So we're gonna listen to some music that you have written because you decided not to take that part-time job. That was very awkward. I wanted to make that a nice, smooth transition segue, but that was a bad one.
What have you got for us?
What did I put on that disc? Is there the title list on there or not? I mean, we could start... Actually, you mentioned the Ethos piece. We could start with that.
Ethos piece, good. What is the name of it?
It's called The Persistence of Past Chemistries.
Charles, I'd like to see you repeat that.
The Persistence of Past Chemistry... Damn!
Yay!
The okay. Persistence of Past Chemistries
by Charles
Griffin here on Noise Punk.
Performed by Ethos Percussion Quartet.
Here on Noise
Percussion Group.
Ethos Percussion Group.
Here on
Noise.
Hey, it's my line.
Here on Noise. Go ahead.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner, you schmuck.
Charles, back to jail you go. Thank you.
The Persistence of Past Chemistry.
Yeah. You messed it up again,
the
Charles.
Last word, The Persistence of Past Chemistries by our guest, Charles Griffin, here
Charles
on Noise Punk.
Charles' own chemistry is not working, so therefore the word is hard to pronounce.
Thank you. Here on Noise Punk and Doc Schooner. Must be the beer, man.
Beer, man. You didn't even get any beer. I asked Charles to buy some beer when he comes with 22 ounces.
So was that the first piece you worked with? Have you worked with Ethos Percussion Ensemble before?
They did a piece of mine, a different quartet that I'd already written. They did that, I think, the year before they commissioned this piece from me.
Right. Okay, and it was love ever since, essentially, right?
Excuse me while I fell on my beer.
The man's drinking beer. Yay!
Yay!
Nice punk and dust crooner.
Yeah.
And what was the question?
It was love ever since.
You could put it that way.
Yeah. Oh, just play with my words, will you? You bastard.
Sorry, it's the dog.
It was a fruitful relationship. It's one of the best commissions I've ever had. And I've been really happy with their performance of it. They recorded it. Yeah. They toured with it, and it's actually they've kept it in their repertory more or less since then. So
yeah,
it's been really good.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, playing
what
with sound.
Doing,
playing
King?
With sound effects. I'm ready for any occasion. So. That was a cool piece, rocking. They once played a piece of mine as well. We enjoyed working with them, we being me as royalty. Yeah. I don't know
what
I'm saying we for. Anyway, Ethos. And Ethos has some people in it who, I went to school with Trey Files, and he played a lot of my music.
Went to school again.
Yeah,
I know him too.
He played tons of my way. Every
he played
time
The Devil and Superman, our first
yes,
collaboration.
The Devil, yeah, he played in a lot of my music. And also, you know who's cool is Eric Finney?
Mm-hmm.
He,
sure.
When I wrote, he taught me tabla because I wrote for tablas, and he's a badass tabla player.
He is.
So, and he came over my house and he recorded tablas into my computer like as a study thing to learn. But ever since, for the past, whatever, it's like 6 years, I use that recording for tablas anytime I use in my pieces, the samples. So it's always Eric Finney playing.
The Orchestra of Samples, otherwise known as the Sample
Strum. The Sample Strum. My Sample Strum. It's always Eric Finney's
tablas. Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Nice Punk and Das Crooner.
So your piece was for choir and
choir and percussion, yeah. And
so which what kind of percussion instruments did you use?
Well, the tabla was the big one, but, you know, the rest was the typical shit. You know, you got your marimbas, you got your vibraphones, uh-huh. Got your drum set and shit.
Yeah, and what was the text?
It's called Pascal's Contradiction, all in Pascal, this guy.
Using the programming language or Pascal's...
the programming language. No! The French guy. Okay, but this show's not about me. This show's about you, the composer.
No, you say it's not about you, but you know it is.
Charles, please don't put your finger in my butt. All right, so the next thing that I would like to ask you is please play me another piece.
Awkward joke party of three.
Another piece by Charlie Griffin. Tell us about it. Thank you.
Well, why don't we use a piece that I guess you can consider it sort of a stepbrother to the one I just played for you.
Stepbrothers?
It's called Twisting Magnetic Spins.
Mm-hmm. Charles?
Twisting Magnetic Spins.
Yes.
All right. Tell us about it.
So, I mean, the thing with... As soon as I was finished writing the piece for Ethos, which was all... the instruments for that piece were all... wooden, you know, marimba, xylophone, wood blocks, claves, blah 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 blah.
Yeah, just like the inside of Charles' head. Yeah,
right. Whatever.
So I wanted to write. Ever since then, I wanted to write a piece. Like I want to do like explore like families of sound within the percussion. Family.
So let me guess, paper.
Well, no. I was, could do. Well, that would be that. Actually, would go with the wood, I guess, because it's organic. Yeah, like organics. But then, so I wanted to write a piece using metallophones.
Metallophone, of course.
And so,
metallophone. Sorry.
So I wrote a piece for the University of North Texas just this last year.
Texas has a university. messed up.
Actually, UNT has the largest. According to Mark Ford, their music program has now surpassed in size Indiana. Hmm. So,
but what about quality?
I can't speak to that issue directly or indirectly. I don't know.
I don't know why I'm picking on some.
But I can
college.
I can attest to the fact that the school is freaking big.
It's big. It's,
yeah, there's so much going on.
And
there.
The women have big cojones. Wait a minute,
big cojones. You're an idiot.
Right?
Indeed.
Yeah. So what's the piece again? Yes, we're in C major. What of it?
Okay, let's hear the piece. Charles, announce it.
What's going to title?
Twisting.
Twisting?
Yeah.
Charles's brain.
Twisting.
Go ahead. Let's do the piece. Percussion piece, all for metal phones. Twisting.
Magnetic
spins. Yes. Here, by Charles Griffin, performed by
the University of North Texas Percussion Ensemble.
Nice.
Here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crudo. Twisting Magnetic Spins by Charles Griffin here on Noise Punk
and Das Gruner.
Hey, you taking my lines
I
again.
Believe that was an excerpt, right?
That was an excerpt.
It is indeed an excerpt.
Yes. Well,
who's the group? Once again.
University of North Texas.
What are you laughing at?
You asked me that just before the piece.
I'll do it again. I tend to forget.
And we're going
to
do it again.
It's your show. I know. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, sir. My answer it again. It's University of North Texas Percussion Ensemble, Mark Ford, director. And that was an excerpt.
And who's it by?
It's by the University of North Texas Percussion Ensemble, Mark Ford, director.
Oh,
thank you, sir. May
boy.
Have another.
Shit. All right. That was cool. That was a lot of percussion music we got going on here. I got the rhythm. I got the beat. Charles, give me a beatbox, quick.
No way. You hate my beatbox.
I hate your beatbox.
I'm too white.
I despise your beatbox.
I didn't say that.
Charles, your beatbox mocks me. Okay, take a big sip of Don't Swallow, and now speak. All right, Charlie, give us another piece, and this time, sans percussion.
Sans percussion.
Sans batterie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How about a trio for violin, cello, and piano?
Does any of those instruments hit the instrument trio while they're playing it?
There is a momentary...
momentary.
Well, the piano is percussion.
Oh,
but,
that's true, that's true.
And there is a little Collegno Battuto in it, but...
What'd you call me? What the fuck was that?
No, I was talking about your mom, not you.
Tu mamma con legno battute, forte nissimo. Okay.
Con legno muta.
Okay, tell us the names, tell us the performers, and it better not be the Texas guys again.
No, nobody's from Texas. It's called Cambiando Paisajes, which roughly translates to, yeah, you see, they both stopped and looked at me when I said that.
What was that, Yiddish?
Come again, yeah, it is Yiddish.
Can you tell me what that means, but not roughly? Don't tell it roughly. I don't know why that's funny.
Shifting landscapes.
All right.
Okay, I don't have anything against that anymore.
You can't tell me if I'm right or wrong. Paisajes also can translate to plane tickets. So,
did you say train tickets?
I said plane tickets, but
dope.
but it's like shifting or changeable landscapes.
And, okay, that's good. So, and the players?
It's Dina Puccite.
I'm not saying.
Ginta Alzana and Kristina Kuljakova.
Oh, they're not a.
They're not American.
I mean, they're okay. I don't care about that. I'm saying they're not a form trio. They don't have a, or it's just a pickup.
No, these are some of those musicians from Latvia that I was talking about.
By the way, Charlie now lives in Latvia.
Yeah, I live in Latvia. So,
something to do with the Americans don't want him here anymore.
Yeah, I was kicked out of the country.
Something to do with homeland security.
Charlie Griffin's got issues apparently. So
is this the extradition thing? They extradited you and you liked it there?
No, but it's an interesting situation over there. And actually, if you want, I can plug. I'm blogging about it. I just started blogging about it. It was at Sequenza 21. So if you go to sequenza21.com,
been there
/Latvia, you'll get my blog. So I've just started writing about it this month.
Okay,
I'm talking about how I got there and what I'm doing there, and a little bit about what it's like to be in that environment, because it's really, really different from here, as you can imagine. I mean, I'm in this sort of post-Soviet occupation, it was a sealed military port town, and and it's the only orchestra outside, the only city outside of Riga that can support its own symphony orchestra.
Oh.
And I think I'm the only composer in the city.
In the city, you're the only composer?
Yeah. So Jesus. I have all these musicians to myself, and so these are three of those musicians.
Hmm.
And then one of them I married. What?
Oh, you married one. Yeah. Well, that's good. Sheesh, you should have married all three of them. All right.
Well, I can't talk about the other two.
Okay. Let's hear the piece. What is it called again? Announce it.
Once again.
Charles, you say it.
Yeah, Charles.
Well.
Oh, you remember.
Loosely translated, shifting landscapes.
Or plane tickets.
That's a spaceship, you moron.
UFO.
Jet plane.
Oh, it does?
It does. That's a pretty sorry jet plane.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruder.
Thank you.
Shifting Landscapes by our guest Charles Griffin here on Noise, Punk, and Das Crooner.
Performed by the Pickup Trio of Latvia.
There you go. Is that the Liepāja Piano Trio.
Yeah, okay, great. They sounded good. That was a live concert, and they were rocking and a-rolling.
Indeed they were.
I liked it when it was that last chord was a G minor chord with a G sharp on top. Am I right about that?
On the spot.
Yeah.
G minor
with a...
Yeah.
I don't know.
This chord?
Yeah.
That your last
chord?
I don't remember.
Let's
go
to
the
tape. It sounds good.
And point goes to Charles, or point goes to Das Crooner here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Yes, yes, where's my money?
Charles?
Yes, sir.
Charles?
Yes?
Come back to bed.
Okay, Janet. All right.
Let's hear that chord again.
What did I tell you?
Yes, you're right again.
I'm
Charles.
Sure you'll remember this for the next 10 seconds. But anyway.
So, let's. We did percussion. We did strings. Yeah. What's left?
What's left? What do you say?
What did I bring with me? I have this new piano piece that I wrote for Ana Cervantes, or I have these
choices. I like it.
Two guitar pieces that I recently rearranged for piano four hands, and that will all be. Actually, there will be a premiere of that on November 9.
November 9?
Yes, November 9. And at Arizona State University.
Where's that again?
Arizona State University.
You know what you should plug? I don't know about Arizona, but don't you have a concert here in New York? Or you had one already? Are you going to have some songs?
Yeah, in January.
Oh, I thought it was for now. Well, you could plug that anyway.
January. Well, Melissa Fogarty will sing The Farfield. On January 9th. I don't know where, though.
You have any songs for us now? How about some songs? We like songs.
Oh, sure. There's a song on there.
Let's hear
it's a
song.
A very delicate, gentle song.
I like delicate songs. Charles, will you hold my hand when we hear the song?
Of course.
Announce the song. Charlie, tell us about the song.
You're the woman, by the way.
I have a recording of a song. It's a setting of a Byron poem. Lord Byron.
Lord Byron, what are you talking about?
We need reverb when we say Lord, right?
Lord, 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 Lord.
Lord, 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 Lord.
And it's Elizabeth Farnham. Do you know her?
I know her.
Yeah, she's great. She's awesome.
Oh, I think I knew her.
I know her.
Peter Vinograde on the piano.
I know him.
You know his last name means grapes in Russian?
That makes sense.
Okay.
Drinks a lot, but anyway.
Vino. I'd say that. And this was a commission by the Lark Ascending, which it's a literary society based here in New York. So
what's the name of the song?
So We'll Go No More A Roving.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
So We Go No More A Roving by Charles Griffin. Yo, right here, Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Hook it up, y'all.
So we'll go
So We'll Go No More A-Roving by Charles Griffin for soprano and piano here on Noise Puck and Dust Crooner. That was soprano Elizabeth Farnham along with pianist Pino Vinograd.
Who? Pino?
What?
Peter.
Peter. I said Peter.
Pino Grigio.
Pino Grigio. Vinograd. Peter Vinograd.
Yeah, Charles. I heard you. The whole world heard you, man. All right. That was good. That was a beautiful song.
Actually, yeah.
That was a very pretty song.
Yeah. Little motive that's sustained throughout. It kind of modulates and changes a bit. Ultimately, it goes to the lower range. Am I right? More or less?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Confirmation by Charles Griffin.
Right.
What are you, fucking theory man?
Yes.
What are you, analyze man?
Yeah.
Or you're analyze man?
Fallout boy.
You're Fallout boy. That's
for sure. C'est moi.
Okay, so I like to hear more music by Charlie. And if Charlie would oblige us, we would like to partake in some more sounds.
What does your heart tell you that we should hear now?
It sounds like now I've put you, you know, I've kind of lowered the mood.
Yes.
I've put you in that kind of lyric place.
Easy Listening by Gene Pritzker, a.k.a. Noise Punk.
Sorry.
With a polka added. Anyway.
Okay, good. So let's get into polkas.
Yeah.
You have any polkas?
No polkas.
Yeah. They're very restrictive in rhythm and beaten.
Yet. No polkas yet. Yeah. But now I feel inspired.
Yeah.
You said that this piece is going to be played somewhere, the one that just got...
Actually, it's going to be played on
27th.
Tomorrow. It's going to be done tomorrow in Iowa.
Everybody get to Iowa.
Yeah, but I think you're going to post this after the fact, right?
Yeah, so it's irrelevant.
Yeah, so it's good.
So, but it'll happen again.
Yeah, because it's so good.
Oh, thank you.
Just for the record.
Okay, so let's hear something else.
How about one of those two guitar pieces?
Guitars. I like guitars. I play guitar. Yeah. Sorry.
Why don't I play? So I have this suite of guitar pieces, six pieces. I won't play them all, but why don't we play? I'll play one or two of them. I just recently rearranged them for piano four hands for my ensemble in Latvia. Why don't I play City Night? These are all six pieces. This is from the Merkin Concert Hall we were talking about before the show. So these are all pieces that are inspired by paintings by Georgia O'Keeffe, who I think is an amazing painter. I love her work.
Yep.
And the title of the suite is called From the Far Away Nearby, which is a way she actually used to sign her letters, which I thought was...
From far away, nearby.
No, it's sort of like occupying, you know, right. Even though you're distant, you know, like separated by geography, you can still be nearby,
right.
Sort of spiritually, emotionally, that kind of thing.
All right.
Are you sure that's what she meant?
I think she meant... I can't confirm it like Charlie can confirm the G minor with the flat nine.
Okay. Sharp 8.
Because she's Sharp dead.
Sharp 8.
Sharp 8. F you.
Sharp 8. What is that? That's not a... You're not very good in theory, Charles. You got good ears, but boy, is he dumb. All right. So let's hear this piece. Who's playing, by the way?
It's the Goldspiel Provo guitar duo.
It's Gold, you know, that
Dick,
sounds like
Dick
a drink.
Provo is he's up at the Hart School, okay. And his partner, his guitar partner,
right.
His life partner, different thing, is Alan Goldspiel, and he lives. I don't know if it's actually. I pause because I don't know if it's Goldspiel or just Goldspiel.
Well, it's a song of gold.
Yeah. Indeed.
Okay, so let's hear two guitar pieces by Charles Griffin.
From the Faraway Nearby. Excerpts from the Faraway. Am I saying it right?
City Night. We'll just sit, the City Night Movement. Let's do that. The City Night Movement from the Faraway Nearby.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. City Night, an excerpt from Charles Griffin's From the Faraway Nearby by Charles Griffin for thank you.
Charles got something right
for
today.
For guitar duo. Once again, who are the players?
The Goldspiel Provo guitar duo, classical guitar duo.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust
Yeah,
Twitter.
Some nice guitar playing over there, a little harmonics and, going on.
Yeah, and well recorded the way they stuck out. I mean, good system, good mastering, good... You want me to keep talking?
Yeah.
Engineering? Is that the word?
Like, what
you push
time?
A button there and...
All right, you know what? I think we got time for another piece.
For one last piece.
And what you got, man?
We were talking about... You have a choral work.
I do. I have many, actually. But I have a recording of a group out in Seattle called Opus 7. And they are performing... one half of a two-part setting of some Rumi poetry called The Dome of the Sky. Mm-hmm. Got that?
Yeah.
Dome.
This'll never end. Damn it. Leave me alone, you guys. I'm such a great composer. I have side effects like memory skills of words.
You know, Einstein used to walk out without his pants on. Isn't that...
All right. Right? Wow. Yeah.
So they say.
I'm in good company. Okay, I didn't say that. But anyway, carry on.
This is a good performance, and so I like to play it. I actually rewrote a little bit of the piece since this performance. I don't have a recording of that. Mm-hmm. But so it's the ending is a little different, but it's still, you know.
Well, you'll sing it for us.
Yeah, that's right. okay, so, yeah. Ready? So,
what's the title again? I'm sorry. Shut up!
It's called Your Mama Don't Dance. And
I believe that's what's going on in through my head. Is that what you're trying to say, Gene?
Yes, the inside of a child's brain.
I can't get no.
Da 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 da. Bump, bump. All right, Gene, shut up. Knock it off.
Who wrote that?
That was stretching the air in Charles's ears. Between the ears, there's air. Ha, 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 ha. Okay, funny, Charles, stupid. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, no, Charles is a very brilliant guy who just can't quite remember things. So, the name of the piece is...
I forgot.
I get it. Did you just say it? You told
me. I did. I can't get no satisfaction.
Oh, it's...
No.
All right, you're right. It is, though.
It's the Dome of the Sky, and this movement is called Don't Treat Me as a Stranger.
Wait, hold on. Let's stop for a little bit and ask him in a couple of minutes.
Well, I think it's only 2.5 minutes long, so he'll forget it by the time it's...
Okay, Charles, what's the name of the
piece? Don't Treat Me as a Stranger by Charles Griffin here on Noise Punk.
I thought it was Dome of the Sky.
He's got the right movement. The bigger piece is called the Dome of the Sky.
Okay, good.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner!
Charles.
Indeed. Don't Treat Me as a Stranger, an excerpt from Charles Griffin's work entitled Dome of the Sky.
You got to do it.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kooner. Hey, look, most guys have it in front of them.
Yeah,
in front of them.
That's true. It's from memory. It's from memory. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Anyway.
Hi. Test.
That's actually, who's the chorus again?
Opus 7.
That's a good group. They talk about great intonation there.
Yeah, it sounds like there's more than 7 of them.
Indeed.
We were talking about how it's hard to get certain choruses in certain parts of this country and others to really get that kind of harmonization, to really get the intonation working, as opposed to some of the ones in Europe, which Gene had worked with in Latvia, ironically.
Yeah, them Latvians be good.
Yeah, for some reason it seems.
Well, in a place like Latvia, for example, there's not that there's no choral tradition here. There is, but the choral tradition has a much deeper meaning in their culture, and it's. They have, well, you know, the whole revolution, the song revolution that they, I mean, it was all part of,
right.
You know, it's part of how they identify with their own freedom. So, like, all the kids sing in choir.
Freedom!
Woo!
Freedom!
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 Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know. I was just, okay, I think we're coming to the close of this episode of show number
13.
Lucky 13. And Hollywood is just... Halloween is just around the corner. Charles, who are you going to be for Halloween? Oh.
Sorry.
You're fucking up the classics.
Wait, how does it go?
You're messing up the classics. They're ruining the classics.
Written by John Carpenter. Sorry, no royalties, please. But anyway.
That's it. Okay, sorry.
Charles, what are you going to be for a Halloween?
Next question.
Oh, you're dressed already.
Yeah, I'm dressed, yeah, apparently. Thank you.
The answer should always be your mama.
Yeah. Your mama.
when all else fails.
Yeah. That's what I should have come up with. But
you
should
have said your mama.
I'm an undistinguished white boy. What
instead,
you
dress like an ugly leprechaun. All right, so.
Yes.
I'd like to say... bye-bye, and thank you to Charlie Griffin for
Charlie's
coming over.
Charlie, it's been
over.
A pleasure.
It was really fun to be back together with you guys after all this time. It's really fun.
Definitely.
Best of luck. So should we talk? What do you have coming up?
Writing-wise, what are you writing these days?
I've formed an ensemble in Latvia, and I'm working on sort of finishing up material for a all-Griffin concert in the spring.
All-Griffin!
Yeah.
All-Griffin, yes. Yeah. And so I'm working on that, and then there's a rumor that I might be writing a timpani concerto, which I'm very excited about.
All right. You want to mention who's involved in that?
Maybe I shouldn't.
I guess probably not.
Don't.
Because if it doesn't happen, then I won't.
That's embarrass
anybody.
And this will go on record as the guy who didn't get...
Exactly.
I actually... I'd like to thank you. Thank you very much for being here. Let's have a little applause.
All right.
And let's go to the editing board.
Charlie Griffin, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
And for those of you living in the New York area, I'd just like to invite you to an opera of mine. Is that okay, Charles?
Ahead. It's okay. We're done with Charlie. It's okay.
I know, because you're gonna sing in the opera. So Charles is singing in the opera.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I wrote the opera. It's called Money. It's at the Flea Theater, November 6th.
MONEY.
Yeah. At 7 p.m. So... Flea Theater, November 6, 2006, just in case you listen to the show in the future.
Then you've missed it. Year 2000!
So, anyway, that's...
So where's the theme music?
The what? Here it is, the theme music.
Right, now I'll do it again for Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Show number 13, that was. Thank
and
you.
Until next time, noise to you!
Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the